Sadia is excited to enter the deploy phase of implementation. She has WAG sign off to go live with the Salesforce Service Cloud in the company's 3 U.S. contact centers. She kicks off the training activities, including train-the-trainer sessions, to prepare WAG's instructors for teaching support users how to use Salesforce. After addressing data migration considerations from the build and validate phases, Sadia's team imports the complete data set, including users, into Salesforce. They also deploy the final integration code. When the user accounts get activated and users are notified of the activation, the production org is live. Post-go-live activities are vital to WAG's ongoing success. As part of her knowledge transfer, Sadia will meet with WAG's Salesforce administrator and IT project manager to prepare them for the basic administrative upkeep of Salesforce. She will also meet with WAG's support leaders to discuss how they will use analytics to continue to improve and advise on the support process, staying focused on adoption and usability now and into the future. WAG gives its sign-off for the project completion, and the implementation team starts to gather and provide project feedback by sending a customer satisfaction survey to the client, conducting a support transition meeting, holding an internal lessons learned meeting, performing engagement reviews with implementation team members, and creating a case study that documents this implementation experience at WAG. Let's get started. After giving his sign-off in the validate phase to go live with Salesforce, Dominic, WAG's IT project manager, helps Sadia coordinate all training activities by scheduling the training sessions, ensuring participants' availability, providing access to necessary facilities and materials, and recording one of the end-user classes. Dominic and Sadia are in constant communication through this final implementation phase to ensure alignment of schedules, expectations, and communications within and outside of the implementation team. Guided by testing results and feedback in the build and validate phases, Sadia worked closely with WAG's trainers to develop training materials. They involved WAG leaders and agents from the project steering committee, as needed, to make sure they included appropriate and relevant information about job tasks and reports and dashboards suggestions in the training materials. In addition to presentation materials and an instructor guide, the trainers developed quick reference guides that cross-reference old case management tasks with the new tasks so that users have a smooth transition to the new system. Sadia hosts a train-the-trainer session to prepare WAG's instructors for the support rep training that will be conducted in their 3 U.S. contact centers. They cover all the topics that the end users will need to use Salesforce efficiently. Support reps and managers will also learn about automatic case assignment for phone and email cases, the new escalation process, and automatic email notifications to WAG users and customers. Lastly, the students will learn how to view and create reports and dashboards to monitor their own and their team's performance. If your client already has a live production org, use the sandbox environment for training so students can learn and play with Salesforce without impacting production data and configuration. After successfully testing the full migration in the build and validate phases, Blake, the data architect, Jason, WAG's IT specialist, and Rob, WAG's Salesforce administrator, feel confident in taking an iterative approach with the final data migration to Salesforce. First, they obtain sign-off from Dominic on the strategy to validate the final data migration. They agree on how many records to check, whether the business users will be involved since they are dealing with multiple systems, and how many record counts per object will be validated. Next, Blake will finalize the data model by taking a snapshot of the signed-off configuration, making sure the configuration document matches the signed-off application, constructing a list of elements required to go live, and updating the data map he constructed in the build phase. Next, Blake clears out the test data from the production org. making sure that everything from the test load in the build and validate phase is deleted. Then he asks Jason to lock down changes to WAG's legacy systems to eliminate having to do double data entry for a period of time. Now Jason can do the full extract of the legacy data. Next, Blake repeats the process of full migration using the data loader. He migrates the data in the same order as he did in build. Users first, followed by accounts, contacts, and cases. They monitor the success and failure logs to closely watch the migration progress. Then they do spot checks and an assessment of error logs to validate the migration. While the validate phase may have involved larger errors, the deploy phase should only see true failures. Lastly, if Jason had not been able to lock down legacy changes, Blake would finalize the load with the deltas, loading any new data created in the legacy systems since the build phase. For an org that's already in production, send notification to all administrators to freeze configuration changes, and use the sandbox to do test loads prior to the final production load. After successful testing of the integrations in the validate phase, Ross, with Lauren's guidance, freezes any code development and takes a snapshot of the source code, checking into source control if possible. He deploys Apex code classes and triggers, and visual force programming to production. He also addresses any hardware or software dependencies for on-site components. Finally, he validates the integration with WAG's telephony and IT specialists. Integrations should not be part of any prototyping phase or deliverables. Prototyping and integration is typically a separate work effort that cuts significant corners in terms of quality and scalability. Any integration prototype should be positioned as throwaway work. Sadia and her team have followed some important guidelines to ensure a successful CTI implementation. First, the development team made the CTI interface and soft phones user-friendly. It will make the training on CTI interface and soft phones easier. It will make the training on CTI interface and soft phones easier during the post-deployment phase. This they did by implementing a well-designed open CTI solution. Next, Sadia and the implementation team were careful to go over the functional requirements in detail with the core WAG team. Lastly, Sadia's team ensured that the Salesforce instance was ready for the OpenCTI to be configured, deployed, and tested. Sadia's team was also careful about referencing requirements and deliverables in WAG's statement of work that they could not control. Sadia reviews the actions that the team has already taken, including migrating case and account data into WAG's production org and finalizing integrations. Dominic gives his sign-off after the migration. Rob feels reassured that they are ready to go live with Salesforce, so his final step is to activate all users in the production org. The team celebrates their implementation success. Sadia is on hand for go-live support, and she arranges post-launch project activities that are vital to WAG's long-term success with Salesforce. As part of the project communication plan, Dominic sends an email to all support users announcing the launch of WAG's Salesforce Service Cloud. He reiterates the benefit to end users. He also reminds them to look for their new login information, and he reassures them that they will have the resources and support they need to be successful. Now that Salesforce is live, the implementation team takes a deep breath and prepares for ongoing maintenance. Sadia kicks off her go-live support for WAG by meeting with Rob and Dominic for an informal knowledge transfer session. They discuss the ongoing operational procedures related to Salesforce, like user setup, change requests, scheduled and manual tasks, integration maintenance, and other operational maintenance. For instance, she explains the basic administrative upkeep of Salesforce, reviewing the application screens for all case management-related configuration. Sadia also shows them trust.salesforce.com. Here they can see information about online security threats and Salesforce planned system downtime. As part of WAG's change management plan developed in the design phase, Sadia revisits the priorities of sustainability and productivity. She engages WAG's management team to discuss how they intend to focus on keeping adoption levels and usability high after project closeout with the consultant team. If the users experience efficiency, effectiveness, and satisfaction with Salesforce, they will not only use it, they will maximize its potential to help them achieve their daily goals. They already feel a part of the new system since they had input into the design of the product itself. Hearing Nathan and Maria's experience as they helped with the design and testing of Salesforce-created buy-in from the other support representatives before the product was even live. And Sadia built usability into the design by understanding the impact of data volumes, like migrated case data on user load times for searches, screen pops, and reporting functions. WAG leadership is committed to soliciting ongoing feedback from the support team in an effort to improve their experience and the product itself over time as the business changes and grows. If the end users feel and experience value from Salesforce, they will adopt it earlier rather than later and use it with enthusiasm. An important piece of the adoption and usability puzzle is the topic of measurements. Sadia spends time with Marcus and Owen to discuss how they and their support reps will use analytics to continue to fine-tune WAG's case management process. Like all businesses, WAG's support metrics are linked to the corporate financial goal of measuring costs and revenue. Adoption and usability are good indicators of agent retention, a major piece of support cost calculations. Sadia encourages Marcus and Owen to tie their measurements back to WAG's business priorities. By asking key questions, she helps them identify their metrics resources within Salesforce and how they will use them. Improving customer service KPIs is tied to the costs of their processes, including channel usage and how long cases are open. To drive agent productivity, they need to understand agent workloads, where there are training opportunities, where cases get stuck, and overall agent performance. WAG understands that transparency of information is key to earning trust from support reps and providing incentives for increased performance. Monitoring customer satisfaction entails looking at performance metrics to identify. Monitoring customer satisfaction entails looking at performance metrics trends to identify problem spots in the support process. WAG wants to measure the overall health of the organization, identify high-need customers, and ensure that they are all building loyalty from their highest-profile customers. Remember that success metrics come from many resources. Your client's telephony, ACD, or workforce management systems may provide valuable information to help with the costs and revenue calculations. Looking at the complete picture of how agents spend their time is vital to accurately calculating average handling time and cost per case. After a successful migration to their production org and collaborative knowledge transfer sessions, Dominic sends an email to Sadia explaining WAG's satisfaction with the expressing WAG's satisfaction with the Salesforce Service Cloud implementation. She is excited to gather project feedback from the team and conduct her project closeout activities. The last part of Sadia's post-deployment process is to gather project feedback and conduct a thoughtful closeout for the project. She invites Sohan, her team's project manager, and WAG's entire implementation team. Sadia and Sohan use a survey that evaluates WAG's implementation experience to guide her through a feedback session with the group. Sadia addresses any remaining issues and assists the team in prioritizing any follow-on requirements. She then leads a discussion about implementation lessons learned that they can apply to the next two phases of their Service Cloud implementation that address web and social channels. And Marcus leads the discussion about timing of the transfer of post-goal live responsibilities to his support group. To ensure ongoing success individually and as a team, Sadia and Sohan solicit everyone's input on how the overall progress worked for them. After listening and taking notes, they congratulate WAG on a successful implementation of Salesforce Service Cloud and express their gratitude for everyone's enthusiastic contributions throughout the entire project. After the meeting ends, Sadia and Sohan write a case study that will serve as a resource for themselves and their consulting colleagues. Sadia has also compiled a list of the best practices that she followed throughout her implementation of Salesforce at WAG. Download it from the attachments link and add your own best practices to create a valuable resource for your future implementations. The deploy phase ends, and Sohan conducts his final progress check with Sadia. Sadia completed development of training materials and taught WAG's instructors what they needed to conduct the support user training at WAG's U.S. contact centers. Rob and Blake migrated all case and account-related data into the production org, and the team validated the final integrations with Salesforce. Then Dominic provided sign-off after the migration so that Rob could give all system users Service Cloud access. Dominic sent the official communication to announce that Salesforce is now live. Sadia met with Rob and Dominic to be sure they have all the information they need to maintain and improve Salesforce case management on their own. Dominic emailed WAG's written approval of the project, and Sadia gathered feedback from WAG's implementation team. She finalized phase one of WAG's Service Cloud implementation by thanking WAG and creating a case study for her own team. After a successful phase one implementation of the Salesforce Service Cloud for her client, Sadia digests the project feedback and asks herself some questions that will guide her through the next phases of WAG's Service Cloud implementation, as well as implementations she will do for other clients. She wants to research her consulting team's best practices in preparation for WAG's global rollout and customer portal offering. She already starts thinking of important discovery and requirements questions, and she considers design tips for public and global implementations. She leaves us with these proactive thoughts and the confidence that she has passed on her best practices to help her prepare for your next Salesforce Cloud implementation. Congratulations!